1994 1995 comments. I remind you that doing the 18 breath ascension meditation daily will I remind you that doing the 18 breath ascension meditation daily will greatly assist in utilizing these incoming energies for the healing of your brain chakra DNA mutancy and your return to full consciousness as safely and quickly as possible. It has not been my intention that you should suffer, and now that we are more bodily empowered by Archangel Michael's intervention in the solar system and galaxy, the wise will insist that their churches and ministers meet this urgent meditation requirement, or they must turn elsewhere for instruction. These meditations and processes will help you, 1, cleanse and heal your aura, 2, align and expand your chakras, and 3, rebuild the full 12 helix DNA cellular circuitry. They are especially needed to ease the body's burden of opening new chakras in both the torso and within the skull area, so your body can be reconnected to the Creator's incoming energy. Because your thymus gland has degenerated and your pineal gland is inactive, ascension without death is difficult. It is this situation we seek to help you reverse as you achieve health and life everlasting. Godspeed and Amen, beloveds. Guidelines for scientists, the military, and governments. The basis or foundation of science is reverence, a term little used in your Earth's technological societies today, reverence for God and all of life. For to live a life of appreciation for God and all living things, to actually adore or worship the source from which it all came seems difficult for those having free will. Yet to fully love and admire your Creator should be a daily hour by our practice, not something reserved for a once a week Sunday church meeting and then abandoned the rest of the time or never thought of at all in the currently popular intellectual climates that foster the seeds of disdain. This lack of reverence has sent many civilizations and even entire universes to their destruction, and so it is your nemesis, your enemy, the satanic aspect within yourself to be overcome in your 12th universe. All 12 universes were created by the one central being and then assisted by other immense beings of light and by wise and loving energies unknown to most of you on Earth, but selected for their specific talents by the one giver of life. This great plan has generally been captained, if you will, by the 12 sons, or rays, of God who were created from that awesome power your vocabulary cannot describe and your imagination cannot formulate. Under these superlative 12 rays, a gigantic congregation of light workers were selected to manifest the blueprint of God's life forms into matter, and of course those souls without the light who do not have reverence and respect for what is planned are never chosen for further opportunity in these spiritual, scientific implementations. If you would be a true scientist and an understanding human being, it is critical that you recognize that God is expressed through rays to your planet, and you will need to know which rays you are most influenced by, which you will be drawn towards in particular. All of these rays come from the Creator and can only express to you on third dimensional Earth as light broken into the color spectrum you see in the rainbow. Thus, you know them as the seven rainbow colors, but actually they are facets of God used to influence certain qualities of your beingness. This may be difficult to understand, but if you can accept that color in your world has more than just aesthetic value, even your medical profession can use color for healing purposes as did past civilizations on Earth. Thus blue is like a gentle sedative and brings peace and relaxation, good when overstimulation has occurred. Red has the opposite use. You have many books about this, but they are not believed by most doctors on your planet, regrettably. In addition to your seven colors of the rainbow, the five higher colors, or rays, those with more luminosity are scarcely known at all to you, but that which you call silvery, as in moonlight, will be appearing more and more in this time, and is the energy to bring you an emphasis on peace and preservation of life. Silver can come as moonglow or as a blend with your other seven colors to provide different nuances and emphasis to the colors you now know. In the Golden Age there will be great emphasis on colors, or the rays, since they are aspects of God. In addition to the 12 rays, there is yet another energy force called the Black Ray, a fallen son of our parent which has existed the last 38 million years and to which the non-reverent are drawn by attitudes of self-aggrandizement and need for personality glorification. Black is the absence of light, but understand I do not refer to skin color as the same thing. Do not use this concept to support prejudice against black people in your Earth reality. This black ray of defiance and lovelessness has been at home on your planet, Earth, for some 7 million years, where it tries to control the minds, attitudes and actions of anyone in positions of power or authority, having abandoned its own powerful station in the godhood. Most certainly it strives to claim all scientists, for through them the great discoveries for military might and war machinery are gained. I hope you can grasp that the separation, or the fall which is spoken about in many religions, occurred because of this exact issue of reverence, love and commitment to the source of all life. For when your light bodies, souls teamed up to perform a task of great importance to this planet 8 million years ago as caretakers of the Earth, under the direction of the rays of God, you implemented a masterful blueprint for habitation of life in peace and love. There was a million-year period of great glory and beauty as this immense family of God, a scientific community as you would understand it, introduced the plants and animal life forms and performed the continuing role of caretakers, caregivers, in your dominion of responsibility. It was an indescribably beautiful time and one of satisfaction for all concerned. Would you imagine for a moment the thrill of bringing God's life plasma onto a magnificently created orb glistening in space, evolving from gelatinous state to solidity, so it could receive its planting time of life? Yes, it was a million years of adventure, beauty, learning, and glory as the result of perfect cooperation and sharing in this monumental but exciting task. And yet the black ray very nearly destroyed this creation. On Earth today you still see the dramatic effect of its negative power. Touch a rose, but not too closely, for the thorns will prick your finger. Why thorns? Is this the work of a loving God or a satanic imitator? You see the honeybee and taste the sweetness of its gift to you, but whose aborted attempts at creation brought out the wasp, the hornet, and yellow jackets, as you call them. This type of hurtful and non-loving creation is not in God's design plans, I assure you, nor are the weeds against which you must toil to bring forth gardens and fields of crops to feed yourselves. Even the separated teeth in your jaws are a response to the murderous desire to eat flesh, for you had them not eons gone by. But by now the idea of teeth to consume flesh is so ingrained in your racial, unconscious memory that any other idea seems almost impossible to comprehend. Therefore, reverence, love, and cooperation with the highest force of all is vital if you are to advance spiritually and have another opportunity to be useful at high levels of scientific endeavor. Many souls on this earth today have forgotten that they are the caretakers of the earth and without a change of heart will never again be given the power and responsibility in the new age to cause a similar mishap of evil and cruelty, which is always the result of a non-worshipful soul. For thorns on roses are small matters compared to the decimation of entire universes and hundreds of thousands of planetary bodies, a few similar to Earth, which the fallen ones have caused. However, we are gratified to tell you that the power of that black ray has been greatly curtailed and will likely be removed from Earth before the end of this century by the power of your loving thoughts and sincere respect for all life. You can hasten that moment through the power of positive belief, of silent reverie, or meditation, during which the forces of light will be with you in thought and guidance. Spiritual contemplation is vital. Now I must speak of an issue very painful for me to address. You may not find it an easy message to receive, but it must be confronted and shared if Earth's purpose, and humanity's, are to be achieved. Yes, I came long ago physically and I am come again in telepathic conversation to shepherd your thoughts toward peace and non-violence. For your bodies, your souls, your planet and space itself are all in jeopardy because of some Earthlings' perverted intentions with weaponry and actions of war, hatred, and violence. I come to point out these current deplorable attitudes and to help overcome the evil thoughts and actions used against others. You are hereby advised and warned that if humanity continues its sickening development of space-age weaponry, you will have returned to you exactly what you give out. So if your fear, hatred, and violence are expressed to others in the universe, they will return to you in a measure of intense suffering and pain. Why? Because what is given must return. I tell you, then, invent with love. Invent with the intention to help humanity and never to harm it. I remind you that there are moral laws required of every soul, and you are most particularly required to obey these laws and not misuse their applications against anyone, anywhere. And the scientific community is now advised that it cannot just bring evil into existence and disavow any responsibility for its use by what you call government and or the military. Of course you excuse yourself by saying that it isn't your fault if some principle is misapplied by the government. All you do is seek to unlock secrets of the universe. You can't help what happens then. Ah, men and women of inquiry, don't you see that it is you who hold the power of decision-making regarding the use of those inventions? For how could a government and its military personnel take bombs or killer satellites or particle beams to employ against other life forms if you refuse to release them for that purpose? Really, if scientists worked with God and insisted that government did the same, you would see an immediate change in the kind of world you live in. This is so, for without your discoveries the military would be limited. All governments would be limited in their horrendous misuse of scientific principles if you stood by each other in a vast federation of love's purpose, purpose that crosses the borders of what you call nations. If life is sacred, as God has proclaimed it is, who are you to ignore the commandment, "Do not kill"? And added to that is my own warning that those who create the blueprints for killing must accept full responsibility for that action. This is true whether you are hired with research funds by direct government aid or by funds of so-called non-military organizations. And it is true whether you are in or out of uniform. The responsibility cannot be shifted with a shrug of the shoulders and the thought that someone else bears that responsibility for your invention or application of inventiveness. Be you now advised that if you continue in that madness, you will bear responsibility for its result. Science is the sharing of the Creator's mind by direct revelation. If you delve into the principles upon which the many universes exist, you are delving into the mind of God, whatever you may call it. And it is clearly not the intention of this information to be used destructively. You must know that in some small corner of your heart, or you are satanic in nature. Your obligation to God must be expanded if humanity's progress is to be assured. You are not all of God's handiwork, people of Earth. You are a blink in the vast network of life that stretches far beyond the light of your own Milky Way galaxy. I remind you that you are suburban dwellers of an enormous, magnificent light and life creation. Treat all of it with the dignity, love and respect due it, and you will be permitted to advance into the higher dimensions where life truly resides. You are not alone in this vast consciousness called space. And each act you perform, each thought you express, is carried along the network of light you are unable to see. What you send out returns but also affects others along the way. Thus space is not empty, nor is it to be abused. It is not a dumping ground or an area you can claim as yours. All belongs to God, and you are merely custodians of it, even as you were given dominion, or custodianship, of the planet Earth long eons ago. And what have you done with that responsibility? Are you so proud of its condition and the kind of life you've created here that you wish to share it with other life forms? Since space is not empty but part of a far-flung web of life so vast you would have to fall to the ground before it in awe, numbed by its breathtaking power and blinding light, you must awaken to your role regarding its use. The concomitant responsibilities that go with membership in this unending family of creation has been told you many times. It is sacred. Life is sacred. Why, like a foolish child disobeying a wise parent, do you ignore the truth?